Okay, final session. David Cameron fosters division by calling Britain a Christian country. Is Britain a Christian country? 50 people
not
say
anymore.
No. Not anymore. Well, David Cameron says it is. So, and he's our leader.
Oh, he must be then. He's our leader. He's our illustrious leader, so he knows everything. Doesn't
he? Just like our beloved leader, like that North Korean bloke, you know, beloved leader.
With a haircut.
We'll get David Cameron haircuts,
Did you hear what happened in Ealing, by the way? Did you hear that thing about the hairdressers in Ealing?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
They used that man's hairstyle as a promotion for cheap haircuts. Two Koreans turn up from the embassy wanting their name and their number.
Apparently the embassy was only around the corner. I think it was a direct provocation.
Right.
I think.
Yeah.
But you don't provoke a maniac, do you? Talking of maniacs, David Cameron fosters.
I think is interesting is the I don't know which one Tory MP has come out against the bishops, criticising government policy and poverty and the cost of living, and. For the church getting involved in politics, but it's okay for politicians to use the church to
promote their agenda.
Yeah. I think it's something to do with challenging UKIP's.
It says here in a response to an article in the Telegraph, someone has written, "Sir, we have a prime minister who only does God in the sense that he gets on his knees at the approach of an election."
Well, come on, I think it's a really good thing that he's come out and said. I think it's fantastic.
Do you?
I disagree with a lot of you.
I'm trying to drop cynicism from my life, but I must say that, like a lot of American politicians, they spout the Christian thing because it's a large group of people that can vote for him. And that's my cynical view.
But what about?
I think it would turn people away from him.
It would turn certain people away from him, but there's a large church going public that, you know, that he hopes he can grab.
But what does he mean by being Christian? What does that word mean?
Yes.
Is it a Steve Chalk Christian? Is it a.
He gave an example of it in an article somewhere where he was talking to Boris Johnson and they were talking about Christianity that sort of drifts in and out. It wasn't like a solid faith.
No,
it was something that just drifts in and out into his life. So it was something ephemeral. It's something, you know, that not really real.
Occasionally useful.
Yeah, like a hobby, maybe, you know, when he feels like it. But actually, this, I suppose, part of what I'm saying is to actually bring up the idea, is this a Christian nation, rather than concentrating on David Cameron,
in that concert with David Cameron, he actually stood up at Margaret Thatcher's funeral and read the scripture that said that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But can we go onto a street corner or into a supermarket and say the same thing?
That's right.
So it's interesting that he can say it, you know, and he can read from the Bible and say it.
Yeah.
But if we were a Christian country, there wouldn't be an issue with any one of us.
No.
Anywhere in this Christian country, getting up and making that statement, and the question is, can we do that, and can we do that without fear of offending someone, and therefore getting arrested?
That's right. There's
for offending other faiths.
Is there a chap in Scotland that's being tongue scored, isn't it, for preaching on the street?
Well, there is this response to this. Okay, so these 50 atheists have responded, and it's quite interesting some of the stuff that written here, because I'm sure it's not true. At a social level, Britain has been shaped for the better by many pre-Christian, non-Christian and post-Christian forces. We are a plural society with citizens with a range of perspectives, and we are largely non-religious
as
society.
Long as it doesn't include Christianity for most of those people.
Well, it's probably true that we are largely non-religious, but to say that Britain has been shaped by you just cannot deny that Christianity has been the bedrock of true Christianity.
Exactly.
Of our society.
Yeah.
To actually deny that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. But they just say that. They're intellectuals. They say that. Oh, it must be true then.
Yes.
That's the thing. But the fact is that there's now a debate. That it's come to the situation where there is a debate whether this is a Christian country or not. maybe a generation ago, you wouldn't have got 50 people writing, you know, to say we're definitely non-Christian. As soon as we get rid of anything Christian, the better.
But then the secular humanist society do stir, and they have for some time.
Yes, absolutely.
And these guys, that's who some of these guys are with. Yeah. But 50's not that many.
Did you hear yesterday, which was Easter Sunday, and people complaining the economy's going to lose 75 million because the shops can't stay open all day on Easter Sunday?
Yeah.
So it looks like the only reason...
it's mammon.
Yeah, it's mammon. Yeah.
You're hurting mammon.
But you know, actually, these festivals are helping mammon because the like Easter eggs and with Christmas cards and all that,
and Easter bunnies.
So you think if it wasn't for that, would we have any festivals left at all?
Yeah.
If they weren't opportunities for people to make large amounts of money and profiteer on it.
Yep.
Because the garden centres in particular. Were someone who said that they would lose a lot of money because it's a very good day for people to go to the garden centre.
So in a sense, Christian festivals, particularly Easter and Christmas, are on the commercial calendar rather than the religious calendar, where supermarkets can plan their peaks and their troughs, and that's the main way that people would see. And for the man in the street, it's his time off work. I could eat a lot, be with my family. Never any sense of the reason behind it.
We had the first horse racing on Good Friday, apparently ever, and it was done by inducing people with very large sums of money in prize money.
Yeah,
really.
And
so it's the steady drip, 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 isn't it?
If Cameron's saying this is a Christian country, and you're sort of you think that's a positive statement to make, I see it as a negative statement because it's not the Christianity I know. It's not the God I believe in. Yeah. So it bothers me that some people will just go, oh, okay, this is what Christianity is, and it's like, what is it, you know, that this society has become? And you know, again, you sort of have to define what we think Christianity is, and it will be very different for different people.
Yeah,
you see, it's no doubt about it that our nation is founded on Christian principles. Okay, it's there deep down in the foundations, and people don't even realize, but they're there. And by him coming out with a statement like that, it for me values those roots, values those values.
Is that what he's talking about?
Does
is that
he believe
he's,
it?
He's meaning. By that statement, I'm asking because I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, it says another thing he said was that Britain should be more evangelical about a faith that compels us to get out there. So what he's saying, we should be evangelists. To be, I mean, that goes against.
That phrase doesn't mean anything, does it? We should get out there.
We should get out there. About? I don't know. Doing good works.
Want to be entrepreneurs.
I think being evangelical.
Do you think something's happened to him? I'd be amazing, very happy. Optimist over here.
No.
You are, aren't you? Cover all your glasses there, please.
He's not talking about the gospel.
Steve Chalk.
He's talking about being evangelical in your good works. That's how they see Christian. And going back to the Steve Chalk thing, he boasts about the fact that. He's actually got a world record with Guinness Book of Records when he ran the marathon, the largest amount of money raised during the London Marathon, Steve Chalk. There's no doubt he's done some good
there. What did he do with it?
Well, it's all for social things. It wouldn't be to promoting the gospel. No. It'll be... No. And it's true. I mean, the poor are out there, and you know, all the religious leaders talked about the poor over Easter, and that is the main thrust of what we should be looking at. But it isn't, because it's okay for the secular authorities to speak about, you know, to emphasise mainly the material well-being of people, but we have to be primarily talking about the spiritual well-being. That has to be what marks out an Archbishop of Canterbury or a Pope or whatever. You know, there's no point talking about material stuff. The whole point of being a believer is that it's a spiritual dimension.
It's the spiritually poor that...
That's never talked about. Mm. That's because it's politically incorrect to talk about it. You know? So...
Because people don't know what it means.
Yeah. So what he says, being evangelical about faith, is being doing good works. And that's,
charity is to save taxes, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
It's charity work where it saves the government having to fund projects because it's done by volunteers, you know, because of their faith.
And that's it, and that's what being Christian is. That's the definition. Has to be you know, just what we do, fundraising, soup kitchens.
Well, I do have my doubts, but I hate to be in the company of all the people that disagree with him, because there's some horrendous philosophies out there spouted by some of these people.
That debate with the UKIP guy was interesting. He was all for standing up for Christians and Christian values.
Yeah, but
that's did you listen the UKIP debate?
It could be reaction more than a positive. Yeah. Is he a Christian? Nigel Farage, is he a Christian?
I've no idea. Yeah.
I doubt it. Yeah. I don't know.
Not heard him say so.
No. So
but he was very clear in his support of the Christian position.
But he could be clever and saying, I want to have a unique platform that will get me votes, being anti-Europe. Who are the group of people there who could most help me? Christians, or a certain type of Christians.
Did he come out with that before Cameron came out?
Yeah,
that?
He did.
Well, there you go. There's a
this
Cameron
is the
here.
Yeah. This is his.
This is what suggests to me that Cameron is trying to fight UKIP on every front.
Yeah.
Or they're pro-Christian, so are we.
Mm. Yeah, that could be true. At least you're not going to get that from the Labour Party.
No, you won't.
Well, certainly not the Liberal Democrats. Because they're unashamedly atheist. Both leaders, Labour and Clegg.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be UKIP or Conservative, isn't it?
If you're into that sort of thing. You mean you don't vote? Oh.
I haven't voted for years.
Oh, you should vote,
Howard.
Man.
Oh, you naughty man.
My
in his case, he can't be bothered to get out of bed.
Oh, for goodness sake.
My own those suffragettes. View is some things need conserving, some things need socialising, some things need liberalising. But the answers aren't with the left, the right, or the centre, but with the above.
Oh, here we go. That's a that's prepared speech. That was very good. That was very poetic.
Oh, there you go.
Got any more of those? He's got a book coming out of all these, the wise sayings of Howard Worth.
I don't know about wise.
No, it's true.
It's worth saying. Yeah.
Deep and meaningless. Was it deep and meaningless?
Mutterings. Deep and meaningless.
Deep and meaningless rhymes without reason.
There you go.
So due out sometime in the next 10 years.
Yeah. Once he finds a publisher. No, we don't know any publishers, thank goodness.
No, it'll be a vanity publish.
Right. Good. Well, wish you luck with that. So a Christian country. We would say it was a post-Christian country. I mean, we wouldn't doubt that it was a Christian country even a generation ago, maybe. But how do you define how a country, is defined? How do you define it? It has to be through the society itself, politicians, those at the top. What are they? What do they follow?
Well, could say our queen. I mean, how blessed are we to have the queen?
Oh, she's a real queen.
She's a woman of genuine faith.
I agree with
she
that.
She is a genuine
and
Christian.
We don't know how much of a blessing have been over this nation because of our queen.
Yeah. And her father before her as well.
And it's crucial that we pray for her and we pray for the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
On a daily basis.
Absolutely.
Even if it's with gritted teeth. No, you're right.
But it is commanded that we pray for our leaders. Yes, they are in a crucial position.
Yeah.
It is. But in terms of society and how it's run, there's so much we don't know about. Even what Howard says, it's true that cynicism really rules. That he may give the impression of being Christian, but there is a reason. And the same with Nigel Farage, it's all about vote gathering. Yeah. What's the state of his soul? That's what we need to know.
Well, I think the Farage thing is more about anti-Muslim, which, I think, as a sort of a...
preserving Englishness.
That's right, yes. Yeah.
Which is sort of borderline...
Goodness me, there's more cynicism in here than there is in David Cameron.
We just say it as it is, don't we? We can't help that, and it's late in the day. So anything else we're going to demolish before we finish? Do we have one last vain appeal for the conference? people.
Well, I think it'd be nice to talk about something positive, like, you know, like Foundations 5. You know, our expectations. You know what we.
Well, you know, we have we really? I mean, we have hinted on these the two chaps that we've just met, but I don't think we've actually talked about them.
But the whole root of it was, you know, and the book we've all been reading, Rhys Howells, Intercessor.
Yeah, I can't remember if we mentioned this before. I don't think we have.
I am more excited about this conference than I have of any of the others.
Yeah. You know, if you know, getting back to some of the things we spoke about earlier today, you know. If we were operating in that way as Christians, that level of faith, you know, if the Steve Chalks or anyone else put their head above the pulpit, they wouldn't last 2 seconds.
No.
They only last in this climate because of the liberalisation and the de-Christianisation, if there's such a word, of not just this country, but the church.
Yeah.
You know, or what's called the church, the great, you know.
There needs to be a definition of what is church. And to the person in the streets, and you ask them what is church, and they'll say Church of England, the Pope, and all that. But we wouldn't say that because we look at what, you know, what Justin Welby says and what the Anglican Church does, and that doesn't represent me.
They don't even represent the people they represent because they, like all, you know, I come out of Catholicism, you know, I was brought up as a Catholic. They're at the top, they're political systems. When people have that much, you know, property, you know, wealth, people to deal with. Like, it's like it's like running an international organisation. You have to play politics. Because it just shows they've got no faith in God, really. Yeah.
It's the same with all the ministries, you know, let's say the TV ministries. The TV ministries,
exactly,
particularly the worst one. They're not all,
coming to God as individuals is so important. And then yet being part of a body or the remnant church, as we like to think of ourselves.
So grab all that and then go back in history 100 years to this one man who had this such an amazing relationship with God. You don't know this story about Rhys Howell.
I've read the name, but I don't know.
I mean, I read this book when I was a new believer and I just couldn't believe it. So I just put it to the back of my head. Because it just seemed like a fiction.
Was that part of the Welsh Revival at that time?
He was before the Welsh Revival, but he actually operated within the Welsh Revival, you know, sort of pastoring and preaching, etc. But it was what God did to him when he became a believer, in that God forced him basically to give everything up, like his ambition, his money, his family, just about everything. And he did that by basically struggling with God. You know, it was like such a deep relationship that he had. It was like praying all through the night. And he reached a position where God assured him that everything he prayed for, he would get 100% results.
Right.
Whether it's healing, salvations, money, everything. And the reason why is because everything he prayed for, God put in his heart. And God said, I want you to pray for this. And when you reach a position of intercession on this subject, you don't need to pray anymore because you'll get your answer 100%.
Mm.
And it always happened, didn't it? And he had to... He formed this Bible college. He bought the building. Interestingly, he was up against the Catholics.
Mm.
So the Catholics were trying to buy this building in Wales, and it was £6,000 or something, which is like £500,000 now. He had like 2 shillings and tuppence. But he had the faith. God told him that the building would be his. So he didn't matter. He went into the solicitor's office and said, yeah, I'll have the money by the end of the day. And he did. Right. I mean, and it was just those sort of miracles. The exact money that he needed came in. But the most amazing thing was when that college was built up, and there were like 120 people, you know, sort of were in that college. It was all through the 20s, 30s, the 40s, all through the Second World War, where they prayed through all the victories. All the things we know as the miracles of the Second World War came from that Bible college.
Yeah, the Battle of Britain, Dunkirk.
Yeah,
really.
Even from the signing of the, you know, Peace in Our Time, Chamberlain, the Munich thing. They were interceding right the way through.
Yeah, and they knew about these things. I mean, and God even because they were in Swansea and it was one of the targets of the Luftwaffe, and they could hear bombs going all over. Well, God really told them that no bomb would touch them.
Right.
Yeah, so there was no fear as they were playing.
They could carry on into see them, not having to go to their shelters and that.
Yeah, I mean, and then even after, I mean, they were very pro-Israel, and they were praying through the votes in the United Nations, which we know was a little bit of a miracle. Well, that was part, but they were part of the battle.
Right.
So these people, our two friends, one of them, his father was at the college.
Oh, right.
And the other one, Brian, he was at the college and he worked with the son of Reece Howe, Samuel Reece Howe. So they are part of that tradition. And from our short conversations with them, this is what they're going to teach. This is what they, the exact principle that Reece Howe had is what they follow. And, you know, and he had some examples. I don't even know if I can say them on there.
No, let's save them for David to say if you want to.
Yeah, okay, we'll save them. Yeah.
But better from the mouth
amazing,
of the
absolutely amazing miracles.
Second hand, yeah.
Yeah. But just, you know, so that, you know, God led us to them through, you know, a strange situation of being in Peterborough and we didn't know why we were there. And they were in Peterborough and they didn't know why they were there. And it's to meet each other. And since then, you know, they're definitely coming. And
that's on June the 2nd?
June the 2nd to the 6th of June this year.
And where is it?
Quinta, usual place.
Quinta?
Yeah. Down to 20 more people we need. So we have to put this one out first, this talk, you know. And Howard promises to be there. If we get our numbers.
I think
you're going to put this in the same bit as the beginning bit of this, but I don't think you'll have any Conservatives coming there. Or UKIP voters.
No, or anyone.
David Cameron might want to come.
Might want to come. Might need to come. But, So I think that's... I think we've just about covered because we've run out of things. Anybody want to add any epitaph?
No.
Epitaph. That'll be it for the day then, I think. Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.